This is the second chapter, Birkas HaTorah. Says the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pe Aleph, very famous, and it comes up in Alei Shur, both volumes, a number of times. The Brasa quotes this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tes. Mi ho'ish hechacham ve'yovein es zeis. Which wise person can understand this? Al ma havadah ha'aretz. That's also a phrase in the pasuk. Why was the land laid desolate? Davar ze nish'al l'chachamim v'l'neviim v'loi pereshu. So it was asked of the chachamim and the prophets, and they could not explain it. Ad shepereshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu etzmo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. This is the next pasuk there, Yud Beis. Al oizvam es teirasiv goyim. Because they forsook my Torah. The Gemara asks, Hainu lo shamu b'kuli hanu lo halchuba. They seem to be synonymous virtually. Omar Rav Yehuda l'yimar she'el mevarchim b'Torah techila. They did not make a bracha on the Torah when beginning to learn it. Now, Uveran Sham B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonazal. The Ran explains there, Dekra Hachidiyek. The inference, the hint in the pasuk to the drash is as follows. De'im Isa alo izvam esterasi ki pshata mashma. If izvam esterasi is to be meant to be taken literally, they forsook the Torah. Mashma ye, she'azvu esa Torah v'lo yoskim, but they forsook the Torah and the wind involved in it. So then when this question was asked of the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, why was the land destroyed? Why couldn't they save? This is something open that they could have said. The land was destroyed because Bnei Yisrael as a whole forsook the Torah. The truth is they were involved in Torah. That's why the wise, the Chachamim and the prophets were astonished. Why was the land so utterly destroyed? Ad shepirishu HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmoi, he had to explain it. Shehu yodeh ma'amkei lev, he can see deeper than even the greatest Nevi'im into the depth of the heart. Shelo hayu mevarchin b'Torah techila, they didn't make the blessing meaning. Kloimar, shelo hayisa HaTorah chashuva b'ineim kol kach, sheyehe ra'ui levarech aleha. They didn't see that Torah is so essential, so important that it requires a bracha. Shelo yoskim b'lishma, they were not involved in it. Lishma will see in a moment. They treated it lightly, the bracha. V'haynu lo halchuba, the phrase lo halchuba, klumah bechavanasa v'lishma. That's the basic idea. V'adayin hadavarim tzrichim biur, we still need to explain mai kavanasa shel haTorah. This kavana that we're saying, asher neinshu onesh koi gadol, that the land was, it was such horrific consequences, al shelo halchuba. So here we have the bach on tur, or achayim siman mem zayin. He asks this question, Ve'ika litmo tuva, it is very perplexing. Lama yatsa kazeis milefanav, why did such a terrible thing come out from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'anisham bo'inish gadoil v'ram kaze, to punish him with such severe consequences, al shelo b'chu b'torah t'chila, for what appears to be not reciting this bracha, sholich ora avira kala, it seems to be just not consistent with the avira. Veni'e, it seems, de kavanaso yizbarach me'ilam, Hashem's initial intent, Haisa Shani Eskim b'Torah. His intent was that we should be involved in the Torah, Kedei she'tis'atzem nishmaseinu be'atzmus ruchanius u'kdushas mekor moitza ha'Torah. That our soul should be bound up in the source of where the Torah comes from, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We should be attached to it and immersed in it, and our soul should become entwined with the source of the Torah. Velachen osan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah semes liYisrael b'matana. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Torah b'matana, shelo tishtakach mitanu. I think the Bach is paraphrasing here what Rashi says in Kisisa, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe b'matana, because Moshe kept on forgetting it. Yeah, kechaloisoy ledaber imo, in Rashi says, kechaloisoy leshon kala, is given as a gift. I think he's paraphrasing that. At any rate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah b'matana shelo tishtakach meitanu, that we shouldn't forget it, shetizdabek nishmaseinu vegufeinu, our soul and body should cleave to it, remach evarim v'shesa gidim, beramach mitzvah yisase, those parts of the body should become entwined and immersed in the 248 precepts, v'shasa mitzvah yisle yisase, shabbatera, and the 365 prohibitions. And he continues, Ve'ima yu oyiskim b'Torah l'kavanazis. If that is how they would have approached the learning, Hayuhema markeva v'heichal l'shchina seizbarach. They, the Klal Yisrael, will become the chariot, the hall for Hashem's presence, Shaisa Shechina Mamash Bekirbam, the Shechina would be literally in the midst, in them. Keichal Hashem, but they would be the Heichal. Uvekirbam Mamash Shaisa Shechina Kovaz Dirasa. In them, literally, the Shechina would dwell. I think this is reminiscent of the, I think it's the Sforno, who says that really the Mishkan only came as a result of Chayta Egel. If not for Chayta Egel, then there would not be a need for a physical Mishkan. Rather, the hearts of Bnei Israel would be the Mishkan. And this is what the Bach is emphasizing. Bekirbam mamash haisa Shechina kovaz dirasa. The Shechina, the divine presence, would dwell in them. The haaretz kula haisa meira mikevoidoi. The entire land would then shine through Bnei Israel. Uvaze ye kishur lefamalia shel malim pavanya shel mata. Through that, it would be a binding of the Pamania literally means the entourage of the king with the nation below. Vaya mishkan echad, kloima, that is to say, ha'olam ha'ilyon ruchani, that the upper world, ba'olaminu ze olam ha'maseh, in this world, the world of Idid, hayu mischabrim ze el ze, they would then become connected, ad sheyu mamash olam echad, to the point that they would become one world. Aval atash avrucho ikzeh, says the Bach, but now that they didn't do that. Shelo yasku b'tirakim letzorch hadvarim hageshmiim le'anasam. Their involvement in the Torah was pragmatic. It was for their benefit. Leida hadinim letzorch masamatan. To know the halachos so that you can conduct business. And furthermore, gam lehizgaois le'arois chochmasam, to boast, to be able to show off their wisdom. Ve'lo niskavnu li'atzem ul'hisdabek b'kedushas ve'ochaniyus ha'Torah. They didn't have this intention to cleave and merge themselves with the spirit of the Torah, ul'amshich ha'shchina le'mata ba'aretz, and thereby to draw the divine presence down onto the earth, v'chulei, baze asu perud. And they created this disunity. Sh'nistalka ha'shchina min ha'aretz. The opposite of what should have happened. The divine presence then progressively, gradually left this earth, the alasala lemanen, and became more and more distant. The haaretz nishara begashmiyasa b'likdusha, so that Eretz Yisrael remained just its physical state. V'zeh haya gorim churbana gavitas, and that's really what caused that terrible desolation. Memele, when the Shechina leaves Eretz Yisrael, it becomes desolate, it becomes unforgiving and uninviting. Vehu Omram, this is what Chazal meant in that Gemara, Mi Aish HaChacham v'chulei al me'av da'aretz v'chulei, Yoimar Toirasi Toras Emesa Shenasati b'matana Shelo yu lemedin v'shechachin. I gave it to them as a gift so that they should not learn it and then forget it. V'gam Perashti lehem tam kol ha'dvarim u'firushim, and I explained the Torah and the V'kavanasi sheiskashu be'etzem kedushas Toirasi Toras Emesa. I wanted them to be bound up in it. And I wanted my divine presence to be there among them. Vehema azvu esterasi. They forsook the Torah. Veloi halachuba. Perush. Techilas haalicha biruchanius haTorah mimadrega lemadrega. That process, directing oneself to grow in Torah. Kedei shetizdabek haneshama b'atzmus kedushas haTorah. With the objective right at the outset, that this is a process where I intend ultimately my neshama to be bound up in the Torah, to be inextricably connected to it. Lo halchuba, dehainu lo halchuba lishma b'sha'a shubau liftoyach b'esek haTorah. Right at the outset, when there was never that intention. Right at the outset, ulevarech lefanav yisparach ulehodes b'ay. And the consequence of this, the practical consequence, the brachos, the bracha of the Torah, they neglected. They neglected the gratitude al nesinas haTorah le'amo Yisrael kedei sheyudvakim b'kedushasa b'shechinaso yisbarach. Vehu ha'mechuvan, and this is what is intended, b'vikas asher bocha bonu, that we say every morning, al shekirvanu lifnei har Sinai. It's a bracha for the fact that Hashem brought us near har Sinai, v'nosan lanu Torasei HaKedusha. Here the Bach paraphrases Chazal, klichem nasei sheya mishta'asheh ba b'chol yoyim. This thing that Hashem delights in every single day, kedesh tizdabek nishmasenu be'atzmus kedushas haTorah veruchaniyusa. They didn't do that. That's what the Gemara means, that the word mevarech b'Torah techila. That's the deeper meaning of it. Says the author now, misugya nifla'a zoi, from this remarkable sugya, mizbareres mahusa shel mitzvas talmud Torah. it gives you, it captures really the essence of the mitzvah of learning. Hamatarahi, the objective is, and again, the objective has to be there from the beginning. Shenis acheid im hatira v'mitzvahis. We should become one with Torah and mitzvahis. Shesichlenu mamash sechel haTorah. Our minds should be, one can't even say a reflection of the Torah. It should mamash sechel haTorah. That's, it should change, be transformed to the point where our mind is sechel haTorah. The mitzvahs penetrate into our limbs. There are many, many indications, Chazal, for this type of thing. One of the famous ones about David HaMelech saying, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, that he intended to walk to X and he ended up walking to Y because his limbs were so imbued with mitzvahs that he's naturally took him towards Beis HaMidrash and Beis HaKnesses. That type of idea. This is, I think, the first time that the author cites this thesis here in Leishur, but it'll come up many, many times, both in volume 1 and volume 2. It's one of the most cited passages in thesis in the Sefer. So we find the in thesis say that Daf Chav Beis, ki Talmid Chacham meharher batura bechol sha'a. The Talmid Chacham, the qualifying, the characteristic that marks him as a Talmid Chacham is that he's involved, he's thinking in Divrei Torah constantly. If learning of Torah was an intellectual pursuit, an involvement in Chokhmah, it would simply not be possible to be so attached to the Torah. If it were anything resembling a regular study, it wouldn't be shaykh to say that the Talmid Chacham is just constantly involved in Torah. But the point of the learning is something else. It's not learning for the sake of intellectual inspiration or enjoyment. It's the ultimate objective, but one has to have it right at the outset, is to become one with it. Ad shetamid chacham yeh beemes sefer Torah chai. That's the maximum. That is the ideal. The Talmid Chacham becomes truly the embodiment of a sefer Torah. It's, you look at him and the way that he behaves, he speaks, is the halacha. You can learn from it. He is the embodiment of all that's written in the Sefer. Velachein, once you have that concept, machshavtoi eina nifredes klal me'agus b'tera, then his thought doesn't separate from learning Torah. That's what Tesis there means, tamid chacham me'harher b'tera b'chol sha'a. Once he becomes that, memele his thoughts are Sefer Torah. Finally, Hare Limud Torah Megasher Ben Ha'olam Ruchani HaMufshat Uben Ha'olam HaGashmi. Learning of Torah bridges the abstract, intangible rather, spiritual world and the physical world. Uvazem Amshichim Es HaShchina L'Olamenu. And that bridge allows the Shechina to come into the world. He's really paraphrasing what the Bach says, that really the ideal that Hashem had in mind is that through the learning of Torah, with that intent in mind, the Pamalia Shel Mala would bind with the Pamalia Shel Mata, the Olam Ruchani would fuse with the Olam Tachtoin, they would become one. The author is just paraphrasing that. What we're learning from that is that learning of Torah does that. It bridges between the two. It's a connection between the two worlds that allows the Shekhinah down into the world. All that remains, you know, at the end of the chapter is to ask ourselves, whether we have these intentions when we say Birkas HaTorah, whether this is really our objective, whether we look at the learning of Torah in this way. It's a theme that will repeat throughout the two volumes and also in other Sforim of the Mechaber, that there's a danger always in learning Torah, that one loses the objective, one just misses the bigger picture because one's so involved in the sugya, one sees so many trees that one loses completely the view of the forest. Later on in other places he'll cite that famous midrash about Hashem. The midrash portrays Hashem as a king who's got only one daughter, marries her off, and he says to the Hassan, I can't of course withhold your wife from you, you're married to her, but on the other hand she's my only daughter and I don't want to leave her. Please, wherever you go, build me a little room that I can be there. The point of the midrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah not as something that he is giving and then he's out of the picture. You know, we get the Torah, And Shalom Yisrael, we have no obligations towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person acquires it, it's to acquire Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's in order to, like these Mefashim say, the Ran and Rabbeinu Yoen and the Bach and all of this, to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to achieve Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring the Shekhinah. That's what learning of Torah is about. It's not, of course, when one's learning, so one will be learning Shosh and Agachas HaParah. But the objective over here is much more than that. We're reminded of what the author himself says later on, that when Rabbi Yisrael Misalant used to learn, so he used to read the Mishnah, Shnayim v'chozim betalis, HaKadosh Baruch Omer, ze da da da, or Beis Hillel say, HaKadosh Baruch Omer. To him, it wasn't just Beis Hillel say this and Beis Shammai say that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why this chapter is here, to explain to the Yeshiva Bochor what you should have in mind, what the objective is, what the project is about. All these terms which seem so abstract, but they should not be. That our neshama should become entwined and inextricably linked to the Torah and bring the Shekhinah down. That's really what learning of Torah is about.